Let's go up to Queensland 7 News Brisbane sports reporter Chris Garry's always great with his time. Morning to you, Chris. A couple of things we need to dance around here. First of all, the QRL. So they've tabled Billy Slater, a three-year deal, we're hearing, but no Mal Meninga alongside of him. Have we got any further news around this, or is it still wait and see?
Yeah, that's exactly right, mate. It's just wait and see. They've got the offer there. QRL are not willing to increase it in terms of money. There might be maybe some negotiations around the fine print and some of the responsibilities. But for Billy, it's a big question about, does he have the ability to drop his commentary duties and do it? I don't think there's necessarily, from the QRL perspective, a either-or situation. But some of the extra work that he does is going to have to lessen. And I think he's contemplating that, and the worth and the pluses and minuses. It's a huge decision for Billy, so he should be taking his time.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think it was a bit of a no-brainer the way it was going to head, Chris, with Mal Meninga not being allowed to be alongside him as he continues to be the Kangaroos coach. So that leaves a possible opening for Wayne Bennett. Now, we know that Benny's going to go back to Brisbane next year. Is there any groundswell of talk around a possible role for him with Slater as head coach?
Yeah, absolutely there is. And I asked Wayne last week if he would like to be part of the Queensland setup next year. And he refused to answer the question, which tells you everything. He just did his classic Wayne dodge, you know, next question, thanks, with a Clint Eastwood-style grin. I believe that. This is how I envisage it playing out. Billy Slater will sign on. Wayne Bennett will be right beside him. So will Neil Henry. And I think that'll be the team, with JT probably still involved in some capacity as well. I think that's what we'll get to. And that's a pretty formidable team, that you've got all bases covered. Billy does need help. There's no doubt about that. Yeah, there's a lot of things in terms of head coaching that being an assistant or a consultant, you just don't understand. Paul Green last year found out the media side of it especially can be very draining, with all the scrutiny on you. It's immense origin. It's, you know, if Queensland lose, the whole state is outraged and demanding answers. And you saw Paul Green really feel that last year, just how intense that scrutiny can be.
Yeah, it's a very, very different environment. Can you give us an update on where the Gold Coast Titans are at player movement-wise? So they offloaded six players yesterday, headlined by Ash Taylor and Tyrone Peachey as well. So do you know where their next move is going to be?
Yeah, they need a hooker. So they're prepared to be patient. We know what rugby league's like. There's going to be players who get frustrated with their clubs and want to break contracts early. There's no doubt there will be great movement at the Tigers, whether it's Luke Brooks or whoever it is. It looks like there'll be a new coach there. I just heard you talking about Cameron Seraldo, who everyone I've spoken to has enormous raps on. But you know what happens when there's a new coach? They move players on. So there will be movement in the off-season, and the Titans are prepared to be patient. They're going to wait for the right players. The same story, the Cowboys, they've got cap space too, as do the Tigers. So there's quite a few players, clubs rather, with cap space. I envisage quite a few trades happening over the off-season. So, yeah, Titans is a big need. Sorry, hooker's a big need for the Titans. As I reported earlier, I'm pretty sure it looks AJ Brimson moves to 5-8, Jaden Campbell at fullback. So they've got those two spots sorted. Hence, they didn't need Tyrone Peachey or Ash Taylor. Two players I think can really add value to two clubs at the right price. They're both overpaid, but at the right price, they provide a lot of value.
Over at the Roosters, plenty of news, as you can imagine, this morning after what happened at the judiciary with Sam Verrills last night. But Sam Walker, so now you interviewed him this week about when he was, 15, and he's running opposed sessions against the Ipswich Jets first grade team. It's an incredible story.
Yeah, he's an absolute freak. He started doing work with them when he was 12, and he started being in opposed sessions when he was 13. Obviously, just filling in bits parts. But by the time he was 15, he was the halfback designed to task with the ability to, you know, beat the first grade side. So, and he was doing that. You talk to players, as I did out there. Obviously, I'm close to the Jets, and I've heard this story many times growing up. When he was about 15, he started controlling and dominating against men. The question with Sam is, obviously, in a post sessions, it's not full contact. And that's the thing that sort of has obviously worn him down during the season, is that heavy contact. But I saw and heard a lot of him coming up, and I still believe he's a future Queensland and Australian halfback. He's going to bulk up and he's going to be able to take that contact. And I really like what the Roosters and Trent Robinson are doing. Bring him off the bench, not exposing his body to the rigours of week in, week out football.
Yeah, he's so good to watch and the future is just massive. Where are you off to, mate? What's your day got lined up?
Well, mate, I'm actually on a day off, so I'm here at the beautiful Mudgee Beach with my dog, mate.
I thought you were rushing to a press conference or something. That's why we're getting all
the wind noise.
even better. You're enjoying a day off. All right, we'll let you get off the phone. Good on you. Appreciate your time this morning. Hope it's nice and sunny for you.
Oh, it's beautiful, mate. It's fantastic. Good to chat.